Radio.
Well, there's an ongoing debate, as we're all very much aware, about alternative accommodation other than hotels and resorts, etc. Airbnb, holiday home, rentalist accommodation is also causing discussion. Amanda Walker is with us in the studio to put their side of the story, which is a huge one. The founder of WA Homestay. Good to see you. Thank you very much for popping in, Amanda.
Thanks, Jenny, for having me.
Now, you have got a holiday home, which is, along with all the others, under a bit of dispute at the moment by hoteliers. We can understand that side of the story. And where is yours at the moment?
We are based in Quindalup.
Quindalup, beautiful down south.
Gorgeous.
Always been known for holiday homes for the Perth public to get away from the city and that sort of stuff. So since the introduction of Airbnb, which you just mentioned, started in San Francisco, how long ago? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. It's been a meteoric rise, though. They've just taken the world by storm.
So it's a couple of blokes. Sounds like Facebook, how that all started up and everything. A couple of blokes decided it was a good idea to rent a room out, right?
Absolutely.
And then they thought,
built a platform.
A platform, my gosh, it's all around the world, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the debate, of course, is that hoteliers and resorts and so on feel they're losing business now because of the growth, because of Airbnb, which includes holiday homes?
Correct. So there's a big uproar, especially down south, with the, the bed and breakfast, the farm stays, the traditional accommodation providers that live down there. And they're worried because they're losing business, 75% of their business at times, because they've seen this huge rise in unregistered holiday homes listing on these booking platforms with no need to abide by any of the rules that they do.
Well, it sort of makes sense, doesn't it? So, I mean, what's your stand on this then, before we get to what can happen?
Yeah, sure. So we obviously have operated a holiday home down south, love the holiday home and feel like it shouldn't go anywhere. But we also want to support the local communities, and we believe there's this middle ground where, yes, allow the holiday homes to register, operate on a similar kind of playing field to give other accommodation providers a chance to compete as well.
Mm. So when you say registering,
yes,
what does that entail, and are they under the same guidelines, I suppose, as being monitored, like, retail places are?
Sure, and this is the big discussion at the government inquiry at the moment. So local councils are in charge of their own registration process, and I'm not sure how much you know about local councils, but that can mean a wide variety of different approaches.
Yeah,
and there hasn't been a uniform approach, and I'm hoping that that's what this inquiry will come to, is that, okay, yes, we need some uniformity across these councils, and what does that look like? Is it a statewide register so everyone knows who's doing the right thing and who's not? And can we help those councils who might not have the money to ensure compliance to make sure that everyone's doing the right thing?
Yes, look, it's caught everyone unawares, the popularity of somebody making a bit of extra money by opening up the front bedroom and that sort of thing. And a lot of people are loving to have the company. From people overseas, it's opening up a whole new world for everybody, isn't it? Now, if it's a room in the home that you live in, are they having to be registered?
No. So if you go by the Tourism Council of WA, they've said, we just want to ban holiday homes. And if you've got your private residence and you have a home at room attached that you want to rent out, that's your business.
They're okay with that.
That's your business. And I think that comes down to, it's just too hard to police a primary residence.
Yeah.
So they're going for the next best thing. However, in Tasmania, they've had a huge surge of tourism recently, 40% in 5 years, massive. And they've had issues with holiday homes in that they originally took a really deregulated approach, allowed anyone just to walk into council, put their name down, and they could operate as a holiday home. But what they found is that then there was a shortage in long-term rental because it was so lucrative to move into the short-term market. So I think it has to be a little bit of more of a step of, yes, register with your local council, but let the local council decide if it's too saturated and go from there.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to be discussed, actually. Look, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just clear a break, Amanda. If anyone is operating a room in their home, or they're thinking of holiday home rental, or they're doing it, if you'd like to give us a call, you please do so, and you'd have a chat with Amanda on 9484 1920. It was about Airbnb, holiday homes, and, it's been a tradition, I think, for us in the city to have the privilege of renting from you guys a holiday home for a weekend or a week or something like that. Now, is it going to be harder if we get the formality in place? We don't contact the owner directly, perhaps. You guys, with your company, of course, you take the bookings.
Yes.
So that sounds a little bit more formalised.
Look, Look, it is, and you can still go direct if they have their own website and all the rest. We're not saying you can't.
No.
But I always use booking platforms because of the convenience. You can see it all there and go from it. The reason we created WA Homestay was that some of the other booking platforms are charging up to 20% for booking fees, and we just thought, you know what, we can do that for cheaper. So, you know, we're charging 5%. But as far as the holiday home itself, I mean, that's been an integral part of our lives, taking our children home and enjoying the Southwest.
Oh, without a doubt, it could not be closed down. I mean, we're talking about a democracy here, for goodness sake. It doesn't sound right. In fact, I saw someone wrote the other day that it helps tourism.
In a lot of ways. I mean, if you restrict the choice, surely that's not going to increase tourism. You would have think it was welcoming a larger demographic than those that can just afford the high-end hotel rooms.
The thing is, because it's so popular overseas and visitors from overseas here would expect us to have it, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very, very popular, especially with Asian countries. They love the space that it affords and the fact that they can go and enjoy a truly Australian lifestyle rather than an apartment high-rise.
Yeah. So how many are operating? Well, we'll just talk about down south at the moment. Have you got any idea on average how many Airbnbs are operating?
Well, I know how many are registered. So the City of Busselton currently have about 750 registered within their area. Now, that's including Busselton, Dunsborough, Yelling Up, Willowbrook. They've got quite a large catchment.
Right.
But yes, 750 in total.
That's a lot, isn't it? And I would think there'll be growth in that eventually.
Yes, and the problem is the growth has been outside the registration process.
Okay, so how are you going to formalise the registration? What does it take?
So the City of Busselton and the Shire of Margaret River are really at the forefront of it. They are very, very good at what they do. You have to register with them. They go through the parking requirements, making sure you've got enough parking. Have you got the rooms for the number of guests that you want to accommodate? And all of those kind of amenity issues. They put it open to public comment of the neighbours around you, and then you get the approval at the end of the day, and you have to, you know, put that, display that in your home.
Mm.
Now, the issue comes with compliance about what to do with those properties that aren't doing the right thing.
Okay.
And
well, how could that be made possible?
Well, we're working with the local councils. So we've said, look, we're going to give you a list of homes that are listing on our site. Can you just confirm if they're registered or not? And it's as simple as that. So, and if the platforms, some of the international platforms don't want to do it because it's extra work, but you can easily ensure that the people listing on your site are doing the right thing.
If it gets through and it is made compulsory, I mean, doesn't have to be sort of by law, does it? I guess it would have to be.
I think so.
Okay, so to qualify to have to register, would you have to be renting out more than one room? Because you were saying earlier, if you just went out, rent out one room, you don't have to. If you have more than one room with guests.
Yeah, it varies from council to council. So with the City of Busselton and the Shire of Margaret River, certainly if you're doing a whole holiday home, you need to register.
Empty home with them, just
empty
in it.
House. Now, whether the state government decides to legislate based on Airbnb room share, the traditional room share type, that's yet to be seen.
Okay. Yes, it's interesting the holiday home falls under Airbnb.
Oh, look, it's just a booking platform and it allows them to get their word out. Bed and breakfasts still advertise on their farm stays. It's just become such a juggernaut, which is why they can, you know, charge what they like because they know people are willing to pay it.
Yes, it is a very interesting one because you've got the AHA against all of you as well.
Mm.
They're very big, of course, and concerned. Well, they've got to be concerned about their own businesses, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. But I would like to think that it's a very different holiday to staying in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have three young children and we have stayed in hotel rooms, but it is not an enjoyable holiday. I'm constantly trying to keep them quiet. They don't have the room to move. So I think the holiday homes play a really important part that is outside of the hotel guests. You know, you've got weddings, people going down for groups, all of those kind of group occasions that they service so well.
They would. And, of course, there's also the situation where some people just love renting out a room because they get to meet people from overseas. I know somebody in Fremantle that has people there all the time. They have a separate section of the home which they can lock off because, to be honest with you, I feel a little uneasy, I suppose, if I was in the home house and you're renting out to people, even though they could be nice, there could be a mass murder there, you know, hopefully not. But you don't do police checks on people and they're sort of staying in your home. So, you know, people are very open, aren't they, the ones that love it?
They do. And, I mean, they get a lot from it. And I guess that's where also the bed and breakfast down south, that's why they're so passionate about what they do, because they love it. They love meeting these guests.
Locals, yeah.
And I would hate to see those bed and breakfast disappear because they play a really important part in the accommodation sector.
We've had a SMS come through and a question is, are backpackers allowed to stay in a granny flat? Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
I can't see why not.
No, that's the same as renting out a room, really, isn't
absolutely.
It? Actually, it'd be ideal because it's out of the main house.
Yeah, I think it also depends on the council, though, because there are different rules, but as a general rule, you'd say it's fine.
So the thing is with it, the cost is obviously, you know, comparable, I suppose, to something that's a lot cheaper than going into a hotel, because hotels can get up pretty pricey, obviously, for a one-night stay. And so what sort of price average for, say, a room? Do you have any idea like that?
Oh, for a room is a little bit outside our scope because we just deal with holiday homes. And, I mean, we do bed and breakfast as well and farms days, but we deal with the whole homes.
Yeah.
And a lot of that comes from, you know, as you said, how can we guarantee the safety of the person hosting with the people coming in? With your holiday homes, you get insurance for the overall property. Yeah. And you're covered. It was just a little bit of a grey area where we thought, yeah, we'll just stay with whole home.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good point about the insurance too, because you only need a pack of teenagers that just finished high school that gets an adult to ring and book and make it sound all very serious, and you could end up with a whole lot of damage.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's where bonds come in, are so important. And, you know, that ability to speak to your guests and get a feel for your guest. So a lot of these other booking platforms penalise you for doing an inquiry-based booking process. They want you to instant book because they think that's better for them, better for their business model. But as a homeowner, I like to get a feel for who's going into my house because my house is really important to me.
But that's what I'm getting at. I mean, they're your possessions in your home, and if you have a pack of people in there that want a party, then you've got a problem. So you pay fairly high insurance, do you?
Do you know, the insurance is actually okay. There's an amazing company here, and I'm not affiliated with them at all, but Rent Cover is who we use, EBM, and they have been amazing for us as far as being an affordable option.
So they'll be long living out there, the holiday homes, are going to continue?
Oh, we hope so.
Will it end up in a court situation, do you think?
I don't think so. I think this government inquiry is taking on a lot of information from a lot of different parties, and I think they'll eventually see that holiday homes is important, but yes, register and let people have a more level playing field.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. You're absolutely right, and then everyone should be happy, we hope. It's all about competitiveness, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, you're looking at online shopping, you're looking at Uber, you're looking at all these changes that have taken place now, and I guess, you know, it's just you're not going to go anywhere.
That's it.
That's it. Good on you. Thank you very much, Amanda, for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny.
Amanda Walker, founder of WA Homestay.